But now you'd probably call them tusks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's, you know, like I said a while ago, lots. Not good English, but uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. It's not bad English. It's just what.
Oh, well, we just have different names for different things, different sections. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know my daddy went to Texas one time. He said to one of his cousins when I see him. They were on the back of the field. He said, plying. And this cousin's in the house after a heel sweep.
Heel sweep?
Heel sweep. And he went to, hey, told him right where it was, you know, under a big old, and he went out and hunted the thing to give out. And he went back over and told him there wasn't no such thing up there. So I know it was, I thought it there the day before yesterday. So he went back with him and walked up and he picked up a South Georgia scrape. What we always call a scrape. And that was different. He didn't even know what a heel sweep was. He knew what a sweep was, and he knew what a scrape was, but he didn't know it was a heel sweep.
Were you born pretty close around here?
Yeah, I was born right around the house.
Was
in 15. And I never have been no further than down at that other house. I lived there for 20 years. Then I moved back up here. That's where I've been lived.
How far is the other house? It's about a mile or so.
This one?
The old house.
Where I'm born? It's right across the road there.
Oh, I see.
It's a little angle, but right out.
Does your father or mother live there now?
No, my mother did. My dad stays over there. Sleeps over there, but he eats over him.
What kind of, was your father, he's a farmer too?
Yeah.
What kind of farming did he do mostly?
Well, just mule farming. Just 30 acres with a crop. Of course, we had a little place, you know, 200 acres of land, and he had, took three families to see back in to run it. And he had his part. There's three parts of the 100 acres of cultivatable land, and then there was enough. And now, well, I couldn't cultivate 1 acre with a mule, but I can cultivate 100 now. Without any trouble.
That's true. I guess one man can farm a 100 acres himself. Without very much help.
Well, me and the boy, we got 200 acres, and we don't work much. Well, we just got something we can do it real that quick, you know. Expense-wise, it's trouble.
How did you, the old house, how was it heated when you were pretty young?
Well, the best of boy, lighter than us. Well, lighter. You know what lighter is?
Yeah. You get a stump and cut it up. Or I guess you could get a tree if you had
back then, we had big lighter logs, you know, laying everywhere. You could drive out in the woods and load up a wagon without axe when I was a boy. Well, I used to haul it to Iron City down here on the wagon, fought for gun shell, a whole load of lighter, two boxes of gun shell, and they were 85 cents a box.
Yeah. That's 85 cents a box. They were what, about $4 a box then?
Something. Yeah. Four, better than four, I bet. Some of them, I don't know.
When you built a fire, I guess you'd start it with fat lighter, and then
what we call splinters, a little piece of fat wood broken too, you know, make it sprang on in, and it catch you like a good splinter and catch you like you cash better than casing, really.
When you built a fire, would you ever get a big log to go in the back of it?
Yeah, sometimes, but mostly we had plenty of lighter tree, and it was fast and